The lawmakers toured a house at 843 Emmett Street that has been under renovation by Schenectady Youth Build over the past 2 years. More than 80 high school students worked on the project, turning a rundown building into an energy-efficient showcase. Senator Gillibrand said she was impressed with the students' work, noting the LEED Gold certification home is a model of how energy-efficient and sustainable homes can be built affordably in Hamilton Hill.
And through the program, students learned green job skills and worked closely with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Options and Green Program to learn many of the best practices in constructing a LEED home.
Youth Build has been around since 1992. Operated by the U.S. Department of Labor, it provides job training and educational programs to low-income youth between the ages of 16 to 24 who have not graduated from high school or received an equivalent degree. Gillibrand noted it has 17 chapters in New York State.
Here in Schenectady, 179 students have been served since 2007, with 92% of students receiving their high school diploma or equivalent, and 72% of students gaining employment or enrolling in college.
The Youth Build program's authorization expired in 2012. After Youth Build was slated for elimination in the House-passed Skills Act last year, Senator Gillibrand and Congressman Tonko successfully pushed back. Now a reauthorization is included in the recently announced bipartisan deal, the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, which is currently before Congress.
Year after year, we have to fight the same old battle in Washington, D.C. about whether or not Congress is going to support a program like Youth Build.
Paul Tonko vowed to urge his colleagues in Congress to reauthorize funding for vital programs that provide job training and education programs for students.
Youth Build builds our communities. We need to continue to build Youth Build through Washington, through government, making certain that the resources are there.
Nationwide, Youth Build has served more than 130,000 students in 46 states and has built more than 28,000 affordable homes. There's more about the program on WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.